Both the Vikings and Lady Vikings were number one seeds at the regional tournament, giving them an opening round bye. Both beat Craig on Thursday and met Lakatla on Friday to win the region title. Lady Vikings beat the Mischiefs 46-19 on Friday thanks to a strong third quarter that saw Petersburg score 19 points and hold Metlakatla to just 7. Kylie Wallace nearly outscored Metlakatla by herself, putting in 18 points in the game, while Ruby Brock had 4 three-pointers, good for 12 points. The girls also beat a Ketchikan team 47-24 in a crossover game with the 4A champs. Kehi only played their starters sporadically in that game, and girls coach Dino Brock says some of Petersburg's younger players also got in. Overall, Brock says he's very happy with the regional tournament.
I thought that we came out all three games completely focused. The basketball moved well. Defensively, we played so hard. It was exactly what you would have wanted, I think, especially defensively out of us. People were focused. Everybody's working hard. We played well as a team. Just a great weekend.
The three wins improved Petersburg's record to 23-1. The Lady Vikings had 5 all-conference players at the regional tournament: Wallace, Brock, Adana Kernvick, Emma Chase, and Chandler Strickland. All 4 seniors, Wallace, Brock, Kernvick, and Josie Pruce, were named to the all-academic team. And Kernvick and Strickland were also Good Sports Award winners. The Lady Vikings are the number one seed at the 2A state tournament. Brock calls that a nice honor for the hard work put in by his team this year and thinks his team is ready.
Yeah, I think we're in pretty good shape physically. That was one of the big things with the crossover game. I was like, please just make sure everybody comes out of it healthy. I think our attitude is good. Mentally, we're ready. We just had a shooting practice, got a sweat going today, nothing, no contact, nothing. I think we're ready.
Petersburg opens up against the Dillingham Lady Wolverines Thursday at 3:30. The Craig Lady Panthers wound up with the 2nd Southeast State Tournament berth. They open up against Point Hope Thursday evening at 5:15. Meanwhile, the boys' team won 54-49 on Friday against the Metlakatla Chiefs. Stuart Kahn put in 25 points in that game. Blaine Volk and Shell Whitstock both scored 7, while Jordan LaPerry and Mark Neidefer each scored 5. Boys coach Rick Brock thinks strong defensive play by Whitstock and Alan McKay helped make a difference in that championship game.
Shell and Alan both had 2 extremely good players to guard throughout the whole ball game and were able to hold them in check. So really their offensive threat came from Danny Marsden, who's one of the best players in the state. But we held him to 2 points in the second and third quarter with a combination of different people. So I really think defensively we were solid throughout most of the ball game. And then down the stretch, Danny made some huge plays, but we had a big enough lead and made our free throws.
On the offensive side, Brock says Kahn had a huge weekend, scoring over 20 points in both games. But he also highlights scoring from the rest of the lineup that was critical. He also thinks strong leadership from guards Whitstock and McKay also made a big difference. McKay, Kahn, and Wolf Brooks were named to the all-conference team at the regional tournament. McKay and LaPerry won Good Sports Awards. And all 4 seniors, Whitstock, LaPerry, Ethan Briner, and Ben Johnson, were named to the all-academic team. Brock also notes that Whitstock won the free throw contest, making 24 out of 25 shots, and following in the footsteps of his mom, Bridget, who also won that competition during her high school career. Overall, Brock thinks the success of the basketball teams are due to a long tradition in this town.
I think it's great for the community. You look at our middle school programs with Matt Powell for the boys specifically, and Michelle Parker and Bridget Whitstock for the girls right now. And then you can go all the way back to, the Randrips running the Parks and Rec program for years, and Dennis Spurl doing the same thing. There's a lot of tradition and pride in the community, and a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort over the years to make our program one of the better ones in the state. So I'm happy for the kids, but I'm also happy for the community to be able to celebrate this with us.
The Vikings have 17 wins against 7 losses for the season, and they're seeded 2nd at the state tournament, opening up against Bristol Bay Thursday at 1:30. Meanwhile, Wrangell beat Metlakatla for the other Southeast berth at state, and the Wolves open up against the top seed, Unalaska, Thursday at 9 p.m. One other interesting note about this year's 2A state tournament, it will be a real family affair. In addition to 2 Brock girls on the Petersburg team, 2 Brock brothers coaching Petersburg, their sister coaching the Cordova girls team, there will also be her son who plays for the Cordova boys team. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.